try to discover my beloved evening by evening this week in a manner that is absolute truth with you, that to be in harmony with the creative principle, the creative spirit, which is the principle of conquest, is to be in harmony with power. And to be in harmony with power is, of course, to be exactly what you have been meditating for. So, go at this work boldly and with vigor, and you will find in a way that you perhaps have never experienced before that unexpected forces will close around you and come directly to your aid. And then, my beloved, don't talk about these things. That which I am now saying to you, if it were said to the average man in the street, would be poo-pooed. Many a man would not know what you were talking about. So keep it in your own heart. Say to them within you that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. And you will find, yes, my beloved, victory is yours and it is coming to you. You will find that the worst thing about fear is its own shadow. For fear is a deception of the senses, about which you have been learning, and meditation is your key. Now, have you taken in, so to say, what I've been saying to you? Here am I talking away, whereas it is you who must do the talking and the thinking in this lesson, for it is your grand review work. You are to do the work. You are to be the investigator. Therefore, do your own analyzing. Courageously, fearlessly. And so get yourself ready during this week for the further scientific investigations that your future lessons will reveal. Do not imagine that there is any shortcut, any royal road, for there is none. You, and you only, must do the work. Then, the success will be essentially your own. And if you have not properly mastered what the first 16 lessons contain, be assured that you will not be able properly to realize what is to come hereafter. My beloved, do not deceive yourself. Take your time. It is better to so discipline yourself as to go through one lesson per week. There will be plenty of time later on to review. Do not begin a habit of procrastination or indifference or putting things aside. Remember that you are climbing a ladder and you are aware that there is only one way to climb a ladder. Steadily, patiently, rung by rung. Now, my beloved, also this week, you are counseled to look very closely into your health. Are you disobeying any of nature's laws? Are you eating correctly? Are your teeth sound? Are you feeling the true benefit of your spiritual breathings? Do you look forward each day to them? And do you believe that you are building yourself To become a leader, to become an achiever. To demand and command success in all that you undertake. Now answer these questions which you put to yourself honestly. Then, set to work to remedy defects in your character. It is marvelous what you can do. You are not trying any experiments vainly. The result for you is sure. So make this 17th week, the Grand Review Week, a most gloriously happy week. Realize that you know much more today than you did 16 weeks ago. That you are growing younger every day. That you are better and better in every way than you were. And then, my beloved, oh, feel deeply grateful. Oh, what a virtue is gratitude. Determine that during every day of this wonderful week, not a hard word, not a wrong thought, not an impure motive, not a single element of negation shall enter your mind and actions. And then watch. Watch. And see the pleasure you get from this attitude of mind towards the universe and towards that which you truly are. Go into your meditations in the evening with a feeling of profoundest harmony with all the world. Let this 17th week be a period of great gladness. Let your countenance shine. During this period of great gladness, upon which you shall in later life look back with real, abundant joy and a gratitude that you cannot express. And, my beloved, may all the invisibles come to your guidance and your aid as they will, for you are the magnet. If thou wouldst cross the first hall safely, let not thy mind mistake the fires of lust that burn therein, for the sunlight of life. Yes, I am with you as I speak. This week shall be for you the grandest week that you can remember throughout your life. And now, my beloved, our eyes closed, our hearts open. This week you will add these powerful words to your meditations. I am eternal life. I am eternal love. I am truth. I am peace, and peace dwells in me. I am power. I am wisdom. I am justice. I am that I am. I give thanks for all that ever was. I give thanks for all that is. I give thanks for all that ever will be. I question not the divine love, wisdom, and justice. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be blessed. blissful. May all beings be happy. Now, my beloved, I will counsel you as I speak. To this week, feel that you have found the law. Now, realize that you are living it. First, I would feel, oh, I would like to give something to the universe. The best that I possess, the best within me. Perhaps you will feel that you would like to give something to our own work, to the Institute, so that another who has less than you have may be able to be brought to the light. You know, of course, that your own Institute of Mental Physics is a non-profit institution, and anything you care to give will be most gratefully appreciated. But no matter whether you give to the Institute or not, give something to somebody. Remember, it is your duty, my beloved, and your privilege, my beloved, to cooperate with the Lord of the Eternal and spread the light. Now, my beloved, as we are about to conclude this lesson together, let us this week endeavor to see ourselves as God. God in me, and me in God forevermore. Close your eyes as I read this passage for you. My substance in thy soul, thy substance in my soul. My being in thy body, thy being in my body. My omnipotence in thy breath, thine omnipotence in my breath. My righteousness in thy bones, thy righteousness in my bones. My spirit in thy flesh, thy spirit in my flesh. My life in thy blood, thy life in my blood. My joy in thy nerves, thy joy in my nerves. My comfort in thy skin, thy comfort in my skin. My wisdom in thy mouth, thy wisdom in my mouth. My knowledge in thy head, thy knowledge in my head. My glory in thy hair, thy glory in my hair. My name in thy forehead, thy name in my forehead. My beauty in thy eyes, thy beauty in my eyes. My peace in thy ears, thy peace in my ears. My kindness in thy cheeks, thy kindness in my cheeks. My breath in thy nostrils, thy breath in my nostrils. My truth in thy tongue, thy truth in my tongue. My grace in thy lips, thy grace in my lips. My justice in thy chin, thy justice in my chin. My power in thy hands, thy power in my hands. My wealth in thy arms, thy wealth in my arms. My health in thy neck, thy health in my neck. my goodness in thy breast, thy goodness in my breast, my love in thy heart, thy love in my heart. And so, my beloved, at the end of this week's lesson together, thus we pray. This is real transmutation. Think then on the essential truth of life itself. For the whole of this week, you will be at peace. Peace be unto you.